more generous than free wind. The generosity of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was described by his companions as more flowing than the free wind, sent with rain and prosperity. Ibn Abbas T said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was the most generous of all people. He, peace be upon him, was even more generous in the month of Ramadan when Gabriel, met him. He used to meet him every night of Ramadan to recite the Quran with him. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was a more generous giver of good than the freely flowing wind. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, it would not please me to have as much gold as this Uhud mountain 3 nights, should pass and I still have a dinar of it, except for something I would keep for a debt. Never was anything asked of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, but he, peace be upon him, willingly gave it." Jabir bin Abdullah said, "It never happened that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was asked for anything and he said, no." Anas bin Malik narrated that a man asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, to give him, a herd of, sheep that filled the space between two mountains, and he, peace be upon him, gave it to him. The man returned to his people and said, O people, embrace Islam. By Allah, Muhammad gives like one who does not fear poverty. Umar bin al-Khattab narrated that a man came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and asked him to give him something. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I have nothing, at this time, but you can buy, the things you need, on my credit, and when something comes to me, I shall pay it back on your behalf. Umar said to him, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has not charged you with what is beyond your capacity. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, hated Umar's words, whereupon a man from the Ansar said, O Messenger of Allah, spend, and fear not any poverty from the Lord of the Throne. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, smiled and happiness was seen on his face because of the Ansari man's words. He, peace be upon him, then said, with this I have been commanded. Saul bin Sid narrated, a lady brought a cloak and said, O Messenger of Allah, I have woven this cloak with my own hands for you to wear. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, took it, for he, peace be upon him, kneaded it and came out to us wearing it as a nazar, lower garment wrapped around the waist. A man from the people touched it and said, O Messenger of Allah, give it to me to wear. He, peace be upon him, said, yes, and sat in the assembly as long as Allah willed. When he, peace be upon him, returned home. He, peace be upon him, folded it and sent it to him. The people said to that man, you have done wrong, you asked him for it, although you know that he, peace be upon him, never turns down a request. The man said, by Allah, I only asked him for it to be my shroud the day I die. Saul added, and it was his shroud. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri T narrated that some people from the Ansar begged charity from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and he, peace be upon him, gave it to them. They begged charity from him again, and he, peace be upon him, gave it to them. They begged charity from him a third time, and he, peace be upon him, gave it them, until everything in his possession was exhausted. He, peace be upon him, said, whatever good I have, I will not withhold it from you. Whoever seeks to be chaste, i.e. refrain from begging, Allah will make him chaste. Whoever seeks to be self-sufficient, Allah will make him self-sufficient. Whoever seeks to be patient, Allah will make him patient, and none is given a blessing better and greater than patience. Jubair bin Mutim T narrated that while he was in the company of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, along with people on their way back from Hunayn, the Bedouins crowded around the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and started begging of him to such an extent that they forced him to a thorny tree which snatched away his cloak. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, stood up and said to them, return my cloak to me. If I had as many camels as these thorny trees, I would distribute them among you, and you will not find me a miser, a liar, or a coward. Lady Aisha narrated that they slaughtered a sheep, so the Prophet, peace be upon him, asked, what has remained of it? She said, nothing has remained of it except its shoulder. He, peace be upon him, replied, rather, all of it has remained except its shoulder.